Hello, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. I'm Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and we are here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. John, how's everything been going?
Busy, dodging thunderstorms.
No kidding. Well, we got rid of some of the heat that we had before, but I think we added a little hail and rain. And
it's not a good idea to clean the pool when there's lightning flashing.
Not a good idea at all. It definitely came blazing in and out of here. We've had some crazy weather this year, for sure. Well, we always like to start off with our, with our local story and our national news story for fun. I have to tell you, the local story this week really kind of gave me an idea for our show topic and a couple other things. But big time, people are always asking us, where is everybody coming from? Are there really people moving here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this week from the Fiscal Times, a survey released and final numbers in that Kennewick, Pasco, and Richland was the number one metro area of cities in the nation that people are moving to.
Wow.
So numbers up according to Steve Yoder in the Fiscal Times. Pasco, Kennewick, Richland up 4.3%. And so the number one, great picture in this national article of the cable bridge all lit up. And just once again, more exposure for our local area.
Mm-hmm.
The number two cities, just to kind of give you an idea as it rounded out this article, number two was Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Three was Hinesville, Georgia. And four was McAllen, Texas.
Wow.
So, we're kind of up there with some good company. And it went on to talk a little bit about what's going on with our environmental cleanup. Talked a lot about health care. They quoted one of the hospital CEOs in the article. And then talked a lot about our tourism dollars that get spent. So, So really, when you look at it, about $350 million in tourism money coming to our area.
Wow.
So, once again, just really nice when people ask why and what's going on and why our markets remained healthy. Well, a population influx like that is definitely one of the reasons that those type of things are happening.
That's good.
Okay, for our national article, now, here you go, McKay. This tells us a little bit about, a couple months ago, we went through the whole thing with Peyton Manning leaving Indianapolis, kind of off to a rocky start for the year, and going to Denver, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, John, how do you know when someone's decided to make a city their home?
They buy a house.
They buy a house. You're exactly right. So it's reported that Manning has finally decided to lay down some roots, and he's done so in style. It looks like he's purchased a 16,000 square foot Georgian estate on the suburb of Inglewood, Colorado. Definitely looks like he did a little bit negotiating. It was listed for $5 million, and it looks like they ended up paying about 4.5 for that house.
Well, that's not bad.
It is absolutely stunning. I mean, I see some of these high priced properties that I look at, and I think they're a little bit crazy for what they pay. But this property, I mean, if you type in Peyton Manning Colorado home, you'll find it. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous property.
Wow.
So that is coupled with our local real estate story. That's our national real estate story. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today, we've got a couple great things that we're going to be going over. But one of the first things we wanted to talk about was why now is a critical time for selling. And so one of the things we're going over is what's happening, why would now be a time that people are selling, and what they can do when they hire us.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first things I went over is that we continue to talk about interest rates being low, extremely low. In
ridiculous.
Fact, every week they get lower and lower. I was driving by and there's a lot of qualifications and buy downs that could go with it, but literally on the way to the studio this morning, I drove by a sign of a mortgage company that was advertising under 3% on 15-year fix. So the numbers keep dropping. One of the big things about it is we don't know what's going to happen after the election. We usually know that changes happen. We usually know that things remain pretty stable up to election time. So one of the reasons why you might want to consider selling now is we have historically low interest rates. You just saw from the article that came out that we talked about is where the number one metro area in the nation right now that people are moving to. So we have low interest rates. We have a population influx. Mm-hmm. And timing is right. This is the time of year where properties look the best, houses look great, and there's obviously people looking. So what can you do? August, September, and October generally are months where we have very, very high sale numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the things that happens is people get back to school, they start to settle down into a routine, and they look for a time to make a change before the weather gets really bad.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about selling, we definitely want to be one of those teams that you talk to over the next 3 months. We have a lot of things that are really unique to what we do. People call us and ask about all the time. But I wrote down some of the major points of what you might want to consider. Number one is we're one of the only folks out there that allow you to sell your property yourself while it's listed and not pay a commission. So if you're doing the work and you beat me to the punch, we have, you know, I feel like really like we're in competition when we're doing that. It keeps us working. It keeps us on our toes, and it provides you the most amount of value. We've got several testimonials from people over the last year that we've saved, you know, $5, $10, $15, $20,000 at a pop because they've used this program for us. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we do is we allow you to cancel your listing at any time, no questions asked. If you don't like how things are going, that's very rare in our industry that that's allowed. If you don't like how things are going, something changes, life changes, you're not going to get any grief from our office about it. And sometimes, quite honestly, that costs me a lot of money. You know, I put up advertisements, I've put up signs, we've spent money on this, and there's times when I'm on the losing end of that deal, but it's a risk I'm willing to take to make sure that you as the customer get that guarantee.
Well, it's nice knowing the safety net there, because a lot of times...
Things happen. You know, they're sometimes the same reason that people are selling houses are the same reasons they don't need to sell their house. The situation drastically changed. That job didn't come through. I had one last week that was that exact same situation where they were in third round of interviews for a job. We had put the house on the market. They'd gotten ready to do that. And it turns out that we really that what happened was it wasn't the right move for those folks. And so they needed to go ahead and not sell the house. And so that was just some of those expenses we end up eating. And in that case, we did. But it was the right thing for the customer. The third point I wrote down is that we don't have any advance fees of any kind. There's no upfront fees for getting your house listed.
Mm-hmm.
We come out. We help you with the pricing. We go through that. And once again, that's part of the business risk that we take. The fourth point that I wrote down was that you won't get a high-pressure presentation from me. I mean, this is a sales business, but we make sure that one thing we're doing is protecting you as the seller in that situation. And so we want you to have time to review those offers, look at those offers, take your time to go through those, and then consult with us in whatever manner you're most comfortable with.
Absolutely.
And the last thing I wrote down is we're taking all of that and we're coupling that with probably the most powerful marketing that we have available. Our online exposure coupled with what we're doing right here on the radio show with the listeners and the thousands of people that we're reaching each week is part of what has propelled us to the success we've had and allowed us to rank so high in the nation for the number of sales. So we appreciate the listeners being a part of that, supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
We couple that with our online strategy, and it's really one of the ways over the next 3 months that you can take advantage of getting your home sold when you really need to.
Absolutely.
So that's the gist of our system. As you know, we've talked about the goal always, and you've heard me say it before on the show, John, is that we put the most amount of money in the pocket of our sellers with the fewest hassles and in the least amount of time. So I went over and I was looking at our average days on the market, what's going on in the market, and how we're meeting those goals. So far through the first 6 months of this year, we're really looking at an average days on the market running between 95 and 99 days, depending upon how many properties you tweak and take out. So we're still looking at, for what's gone under contract and what's selling it, we're looking at an average days on the market across the board at 95, and we're looking at our team average being around 54. So we're doing that in the least amount of time that we possibly can for our clients. so that they can take advantage of that.
Big difference.
And it is. And sometimes that's an extra mortgage payment. Sometimes that's getting into your new house, mm-hmm. Or getting moved and getting your family settled. So those are a couple of the items that I really wanted to hit on. We have some amazing properties that I'm going to talk about in our second segment.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the things we're going to do is we're going to bring in an expert in the second segment. We're going to talk a little bit about what happens in your home when something happens you don't want to happen. And we're talking a little bit about some restoration and who you call. I recently had an incident in my personal house, and I was able to really see firsthand how great this guest was and how they handled themselves in their company.
Wow.
So after the break, we're going to talk. We're definitely going to talk about what to do when there's things in your house like water that you don't want there and who your first call is going to be to. We're also going to go over some great new properties that we have listed, and we will talk right after the break.
You will want to stick around for that right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking a little bit about our hot market, McKay.
Mm-hmm.
In more ways than one. We had the heat here last week, and it looks like we've got the people moving here. So we talked a little bit about a couple reasons why we would like to interview for the job of selling your house when you get into that position. We definitely want to do that. We'd love to help our listeners out. We've helped numerous listeners. In fact, as far as a percentage of our business, it's been growing rapidly this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we really appreciate all of those referrals. We always like to, on the show, bring real-life situations that happen in real estate in your home to the show to really give a reflection of what's happening on the market.
This is new. I haven't heard this before. You're going to surprise me.
So this one happened to be very personal experience to me. I did wake up a couple weeks ago, and as I was running out the door to go to work, I looked, and there was an awesome puddle of water in our mudroom as we go out to the garage. And you know, generally, McKay, I don't keep water on the floor downstairs in there. So turns out we looked at what was going on and found out that we had a water softener discharge line that had not been properly secured in the wall, and so it blew out of the wall and then ran its discharge cycle upstairs, mind you. And so we had some water in the house. Luckily, I'm fortunate enough, I have a lot of friends in the industry, and I knew about Rainbow. I had talked to Josh before over there, and so I immediately got on the phone and put in a call to Rainbow International. And we're lucky enough to have with us Josh Cockrum, the manager of Rainbow International, in the studio with us. So welcome, Josh.
Thanks, Lance. I'm excited to be here.
Well, thanks a lot. So this happens a lot of times to homeowners, and a lot of times that, you know, when this happens, whether it be water, fire, smoke, you know, you just kind of, like I was thinking, if you don't know who to call, it's kind of a panic moment. So I guess first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up at Rainbow and your background.
I started out working for a competitor that does great work as well. And so as an estimator, I went to school for it and did some classes, and then worked for a company for about 2 years, and then decided to go in on another company, Rainbow International, and it's a franchise here, so they're national. And they have good things that they do, and they help us grow as a business, and it's really exciting. I've been doing it for about 2 years with this new company, and it's exciting.
So I can really attest to the work you do. So walk me through a little bit how that happens, because I can only imagine the type of phone calls that you get. Like, they're probably not the phone calls most people would want to get, but what's a typical call like that comes in? And then what happens after that call? So what's a typical call for you guys? Maybe mine is, maybe it isn't. But
well, the good thing, when you called me that morning, you called me right away. And that's the best thing to do. Don't wait, because mold is a big issue with water, and it can grow in 3 days. And
yep.
then we're tearing out stuff. Mm-hmm. And so if we can get into a house and get it dry within 3 days, That's the best case scenario. And usually, I'd want homeowners or adjusters to call me, and we can just get in the house. You know, even before you start a claim, just call us. I'll come in there for free, take a look at what you got, and explain to you what we would do or what we don't need to do. So you know, calling me right away or calling Rainbow is the best thing you can do. We can get in there and get it dried out, and so you don't have any issues.
And so one thing that's different that I was so impressed about is you guys have access to some unique tools, like for drying and stuff, that I'm glad I didn't know what they were. I mean, but now I'm educated. But you have some interesting tools. Like, for instance, I remember I was shocked. The next thing I know, some guy is, like, riding this machine, like, up and looked like a Segway, like, up and down our carpet. And he called it a rider. So talk to me a little bit about the tools you guys use for drying that I had no idea even existed.
Yeah, that machine's called a Hydro-X. It's a mounted unit that's in my truck that a guy stands on. It sucks actually the water off the subfloor through the pad, through the carpet, and dries it.
So he wasn't just fooling around on a Segway.
No, that tool. Yeah. Okay. That tool is absolutely amazing. I think we're one of the only restoration companies that has that tool. And it has 300 pounds of suction.
Wow.
So I put my hand up to it one time, about lost it.
So,
the water on the subfloor, like if you're steam cleaning your carpets and you get too much water, and
you think
your carpet cleaner is sucking some water. Not really.
Not really,
I mean,
yeah.
This is pulling water through the pad, through the carpet, off the subfloor.
Yeah, that's really impressive. And then what else do you guys use in the drying method?
A note to that is, you know, other restoration companies out there, they would tear up your carpet or your pad, where we can actually dry it in place, so we won't be tearing it up.
And it's huge because that can save a lot of money.
A lot of time, a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the least things that can be torn out but dried properly, I think the better you are. So
yeah.
Well, good. And then what else goes along with that?
A lot of things we get. The homeowner, about a week later says, hey, I had a water loss about a week ago, and we've been having fans on it, but it's not drying out. There's equipment that homeowners don't usually have. They got fans, but they don't have industrial fans, which I don't know what the BTU on the fans that we have, but I could find that out. But and you got to have dehumidifiers. That's what actually takes the water out of your house. We have a dehu in there, and I think in your house we didn't have a bucket, we had it draining in the sink. But if we would have, it would about 6 hours, it would have filled a 5-gallon bucket full of water.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing to see that when it takes the water out of the air and how much is actually in there. Plus, it was really nice to see, your crew when they would come back. One of the biggest things that I really noticed is just how on top of it they were communication-wise. He'd always call me and say, okay, we were at this moisture level, and he'd even say, if you want to be there, you can look with me, and you could actually see the moisture level start coming down until they were completely dry. So one thing that I thought was interesting is some of the methods you used that I never would have thought about was, for instance, how you were able to remove the baseboards and then dry from below without damaging the walls. I've never seen that before. So.
Yeah, we put little holes behind your baseboard, and the air goes up through those little holes, and it'll dry out your sheetrock. Sheetrock's made out of water to begin with, so you don't have to tear it out. You know, what you had was a Category 1 water loss, and which is clean water. So if it gets on drywall, if you get it out dried in time, you can save it.
Right.
And that's what we did.
Well, yeah, and one of the things, too, that I thought was very interesting, and you guys, it's rare sometimes for people to come in under budget, so I appreciate that from your estimates. But one of the things that was nice was being able to, at that point, say to you and I to have a conversation of, here's what my deductible is. I don't really want to see my homeowner's insurance increase a lot. You know, do I need to make a claim, or can you give me an estimate and we can just decide, you know, where I'll just pay you so I don't have to worry about my insurance rates going up. And you did that. And in that case, because we were so on top of it, we were actually able to do it without a claim, which long term I appreciate, probably saved me money. So
mm-hmm.
So that's a big thing that I noticed, and I really appreciate it. I don't want to set unrealistic expectations for your company, but I will tell the listeners that you guys were on site in like 39 minutes. So I, once again, I appreciate that. And what is the majority of the calls you guys get? I mean, is it water? Is it fire? I don't see too many fire. I guess I don't really pay attention to this stuff, but what would you say that you're normally dealing with on a day-to-day basis?
It'd be water losses.
And maybe something, do you see something where you walk into a house consistently and you kind of shake your head and say, if only people would have known, I could have prevented this. Like, I know now I'll never have a water softener installed without making sure those discharge lines are properly secured to the wall. Is there anything you see over and over again that you think is a tip maybe that could help the listeners avoid something like this?
Yeah, refrigerator ice maker lines.
Okay.
They're always breaking, and that's, you know, a big part of water loss that we do is refrigerator lines breaking.
Okay.
The best thing that the homeowner could do is get rid of that plastic line and go get a braided refrigerator line for that refrigerator. Wax rings. This is a big thing because wax rings aren't covered on insurance claims.
Okay.
So you want to check. You know, those wax rings will last about 10 years, sometimes longer. But and you'll never notice them when they're leaking.
Gotcha.
So you want to get those at least done every 10 years, or have someone like myself just come in and check them. I had a water loss at a house and they had a wax ring leaking. I say, hey, you want me to check the rest of them? And the other two were leaking slowly.
And that would be on the commode, correct?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And so what happens, especially I've seen before on a second story home where that happened, and then, you know, then you've got water in the ceiling sheetrock, you know, down below. And so I've seen that before, but never thought about that there's a lifespan on those until you just said that. I've never heard somebody say that, hey, after 10 years, you should check the toilet's wax ring or at least run a moisture meter around there, you know, to see. So
yeah, I had that at my own house. And,
okay.
I called my insurance company and they didn't cover it, but and it cost me about $3,000 to $4,000 to have the subfloor taken out.
Well, that's what happened.
It was rotted.
It slowly swells and rots that subfloor. Very, very good tip. So checking your wax rings, checking your wax rings around your toilets, and then definitely what you said before, I have seen, is the ice maker water line or the water line on the refrigerator.
Yeah, the supply line for the refrigerator.
Yeah, you finish the show, I'm going to run home and real quick and check.
Thanks. Very, very, very good. Well, thanks a lot, Josh. We appreciate you coming in
thank you.
giving us those tips and the work you guys do to keep homes in good condition and then help homeowners recover from problems, because they do arise whether we want them to or not.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen. I am going to wrap up this segment. I wanted to take a chance to get some amazing properties out there because we've had a lot of new listings. We have some phenomenal inventory right now, and there are people out there looking. The first one I want to mention real quick is 2321 Carriage Avenue. This is in North Richland. So these don't come up a lot because North Richland, I mean, it's an amazing neighborhood. We don't see a lot of these come up. So what this is, 2321 Carriage Avenue, it's almost 1,900 square feet, three-bedroom, three-bath home, super well-maintained. They've done a lot of work on it. It's got a newer heat pump. It's got an amazing deck out to the backyard, fully fenced backyard, mature trees, and we're coming in at $190,000 on this.
Wow.
For the condition it's in North Richland, it's phenomenal. In fact, I was out there. It's really just a quick walk or bike ride to the park. You're on the river, which is very high, by the way. I was down, I was down there walking in this neighborhood because we've been around this listing a lot. So I took the kids down there, and it's a great, great area. So that'd be one to check out for sure. The second one I have is 1648 Alamosa. This is in South Richland, right by Badger Mountain Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
This house is 2,264 square feet. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath house with a three-car garage in a cul-de-sac, and it's coming in at $255,000. For that area of town to be right at basically $110 a square foot is a phenomenal value. And pick number three, I'm super excited about, McKay. You would love this. Brand new listing, just on the market, four bedroom, three bath, just over 2,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And this house has the most amazing outdoor kitchen you've ever seen. It was built in 1995. Then the homeowner let's call it an addition because it looks like, I mean, it's another living space, but the homeowner has gone in and put the outdoor barbecue, the outdoor refrigerators, covered patio with cable TV, with the fan, with running water for the sink, and a brick pizza oven in the outdoor kitchen area. I mean, it's just amazing. He spent a ton of money on this that unfortunately for the seller, he knows he'll never get back, but that's why you as a buyer are going to get a great, great value with this house. And it's priced at $230,000 right in West Kennewick. Phenomenal location. That's 906 South Cleveland. If you want to see that this weekend, you know where to find me. Cell number direct is 727-8977. And the website is kenmoreteam.com. Josh, when people have these water problems, fire problems, or smoke problems, what's the number to call?
You can call myself, 713-3858.
713-3858, and that's Rainbow International. Once again, thanks for all the work you've done personally at our
place.
Thank you. Thanks for the work you're doing in the community, because when you're in a stressful situation like that, and you can even think about, you know what, I heard about Rainbow on the radio show, I need to call Josh. It just kind of takes the stress level down a little bit and makes a bad situation a little bit better. So thanks again. And, folks, we will be right back here next week on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update.
On News Talk 870.